From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. Welcome to Invest Insights. I'm Abby Malone. I'm joined today by Steve McClure, the CEO of the Spectrum Companies. Steve, thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
So, of course, the pandemic has changed almost everything about our lives. And we're going to talk about real estate and how the pandemic has set new norms, new business strategies that will lead us into the future. But before we go there, what have been some new personal norms that you started during the pandemic that you see yourself continuing with in this post-pandemic climate we find ourselves in?
Well, there's quite a few things that I think we've all been forced to really relook at a lot of things we did, correct, over the last year. You know, I've got two kids, a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. So we've done a lot of family meals. So I definitely want to try to continue making sure I make time for that. Then I've also really taken opportunity on the fitness and health side to really reinvigorate my efforts towards that, working out a couple times a week and actually eating a little bit more healthy, a little more plant-based. So I want to keep those up.
How is property investment different in the post-pandemic climate with regards to investor appetite for risk and the use of leverage to achieve their goals, considering the current and future impacts of the low interest rate that we're seeing?
Coming out of the pandemic, I think you have some clear winners. You know, I do think the investors and the risk appetite is still very strong, but you do see it really focused on a few product types. You know, I think multifamily and industrial are two asset classes that, as we've gotten to this the other side of the pandemic, investors have really looked at, and they've seen, you know, everything with Amazon and everybody staying at home, mm-hmm. shopping and getting groceries at home. I mean, even our family, it's been great, you know, but with that, to actually execute on that business plan, you know, you need to really focus on the last mile. You need to have warehouses. You need yes. to have that space. And so you see investors, you know, throwing up a bunch of spec industrial buildings, and they've been leasing before they can even be finished. So I would tell you that the risk appetite for those are strong. Multifamily, while it was strong before the pandemic, it's just on fire coming out of it. You know, wow. rents have increased, you know, probably 10% in a lot of markets just really over the last quarter or two. And you're seeing cap rates compress. And so the investor appetite for multifamily is strong. On the office side, there's just a lot of questions still out there. You know, sure. what is the work from home movement? You know, is it, you know, permanent? Is it temporary? You know, what's the flexible schedules look like? So, you know, there's a little bit of questions there, but I think well-located assets. You know, we're doing a project in Charlotte in South End called Vantage. It's two 11-story office towers, but we built it with a big urban park in the center and a lot of outdoor space. You know, it's almost as if we built it in a post-COVID world, but we started it before COVID, and it worked out really well.
What amazing foresight you had.
Interest has been great, so sometimes things work out, and we're excited about it. And like I said, interest has been great for the project.
The Spectrum Company has recently done townhome-style units as part of its more traditional apartment communities. What drove the company to focus on the single-family rental market? And will this further be integrated into business plan moving forward?
It's a great question. You know, when we started looking at it, it was really more for having differentiated products. So, you know, within the apartment project, the overall project, we had, you know, ones, twos, and threes, some studios. But what we wanted to offer, some residents just wanted to have their own space. They wanted to be able to walk up, park underneath their space. And it just offered us sort of a different offering for those residents. So we started out, but we'd only do a few of them, you know, 12 to 15. And as we've gone through the pandemic and everyone has been looking for more space, whether they're working from home, you know, the family, whatever it may be, and individuals are actually choosing to own their homes less. So that's why there's been this huge push in single family rental. We've decided to really increase the number that we do in the unit mix. So one of our projects we're doing in Charlotte, you know, we've actually bought more land with it, and we're going to do 50 townhomes as almost its own project within the bigger project. So it'll have amenities, but it'll feel like its own small community, small village. Sure. And so, no, we do intend to continue to do that. You know, I think, you know, you're obviously seeing interest from big institutional investors in the SFR sort of movement, and I think it'll continue because people want space, and a lot of people are choosing to rent versus buy.
material costs have been on a steady rise due to issues with the global supply chain and rapidly increasing development due to the demand in accordance with reopening the economy. How have you adapted your development processes and client expectations to best mitigate the negative impacts of these rising costs? And from your perspective, what action needs to be taken on a federal level to help resolve these issues as quickly as possible?
Well, that's a pretty big question. Yeah, I probably could talk about that for an hour, but try to condense my response. Really, what we're trying to do is communicate very often and being transparent with our investors. As we look at a new deal, you know, we try to get in early with our general contractors, try to understand, okay, where's pricing today? You know, with lumber for a while, it was you know, going to the moon. And thankfully, it's come back to earth a little bit, but there's volatility. And there's a lot of questions still yet to be answered there. So we try to price it more often, I would say, so we can try to keep track of where it is. We communicate with our investors and we try to build in some cushion and extra contingency. And then once we actually move forward with the project, we try to buy things quickly and early. You know, while before we may not buy appliances until, you know, many months down the project schedule, maybe we buy them earlier. Maybe we warehouse some products. Some of that just trying to help the contractor manage the costs. So, I would say more sleeves are rolled up working with the general contractor, try to help them and help the project. You know, from a standpoint of what the federal government can do, I'm a free markets guy. And I think, you know, the tariffs on the steel, anything we can do to open up the lumber markets to continue to allow free flow of goods, I think it's important. You know, the affordability crisis in our country is real. And, you know, for us to be able to build more affordable homes, I mean, if we increase the supply inherently, it'll help make things more affordable. We need more materials. And so I think any tariffs, you know, those sort of things, if we can remove those and just get back to free markets.
And now that we find ourselves in this new landscape, what's next for the Spectrum companies?
Well, you know, one we've started really last year is expanding. We're trying to grow our multifamily platform, and we've moved into Florida. So we've got deals in Tampa and Jacksonville, and looking in Orlando and others. You know, we're also looking some, you know, in Nashville and some other cities, you know, across really the Southeast and Sun Belt. So that's one big move. And then on our mixed use, really focusing on the complicated mixed use projects like Vantage, like we did an office tower downtown. We're working on Gateway Station in Charlotte, which is big mixed use project on two main blocks where we have a train station and a major transit hub for all of Charlotte. And so really focusing on those, but you know, we're bullish. You know, we think the Sun Belt and the Southeast has a long runway, and we're excited to help continue to invest in our communities and really build some special places.
You have been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.